Right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. I am Josh. Joined with me, as always, is Jack.
Hello there.
And Bradley.
Oh, we really are smashing through this one, aren't we? Quick intro.
And we are tonight talking about Planet of the Dead, the first of the Tenant finales, the special. They are coming to an end. Like, comment, subscribe. And I don't think we've got anything for Who News this week, have we, boys?
No, not. I don't think I've seen anything.
Nothing from me this week.
There was D23. They had a little TARDIS stand and TARDIS stall, and they bought wax. Shooty Gat were out, and there's loads of photos of him with that.
No announcements, though.
Yeah, no announcements or anything. No. So, a nice brief
I think
Who
that's
News
because they're
there.
Going to cut Doctor Who off.
No.
Yep. This
It'll
is the last
go for
series.
At least another series.
Yeah, well, we know there's one more in a set.
But talking about cutting off Doctor Who, should we jump straight in to the first three finales, Planet of the Dead, filmed none other than, any guesses, boys?
No, go on.
Dubai.
Dubai, come on.
Wait, it was shot in Dubai?
It was filmed in Dubai, yeah.
Oh,
no,
no,
it wasn't.
Google it. It was filmed in Dubai. One
There's
of the
no
first BBC
way
productions to
the
be
BBC had the
filmed in the
budget
Middle
balance
East.
to fly out to Dubai.
No, this is when the
No
budget was
chance.
just getting big.
No.
I only bring facts here. I can't believe you're about to fact check me on my own podcast.
Our podcast.
Not your podcast. Right. This was, and I read this when I was watching the last episode. The last episode, The Christmas, the Next Doctor, was the last episode to be filmed in standard definition. And this was the first to be filmed in high definition, using high definition cameras. And I spent the entire episode like watching the screen, trying to see a difference. Did you boys notice anything?
Nope, I'm blind as fuck.
No, not particularly.
No, nor could I. I couldn't tell if that's, I think that's because they've remastered them on BBC iPlayer. You know, I was saying that we can see Davros's eyes and stuff like that. I think all of these have subsequently been scrubbed in HD, so I couldn't really tell. But I think it shows, you know, we were mentioning they don't have the budget to go to Dubai. This is now, like, Doctor Who is seriously entering its peak era. The end of David Tennant, the start of Matt Smith, suddenly there was a huge American audience. You know, the viewing figures are at their highest. We are in peak, maybe not compared to now, but this is certainly, for the last 20 years, this was top of this was Doctor Who top of its game. So in a sentence, what did you think of the start, the first of the finale, JP?
Why do you always ask me first? For fuck's sake, I never get time to think about these things. And I never put down a note about the sentence. Fuck's
you
sake.
Literally
no,
have
I never
2 weeks
do
to
this.
Think about it.
Started badly, but got a lot better quickly.
Okay. Intriguing.
Yeah.
Bradley?
I'm going to say solid start to some good specials.
Okay, nice. I'm
What
going to
about you, Josh?
Good episode. Is it a special? And I think that's probably enough for us to delve in. JP, not a fan of the first half? What are you disliking about it?
It was really fucking weird. It's more like I'm picking holes in it here, but you know, let's take through. So Christina goes through the ceiling and dives into the room with the world's most four incompetent fucking security guards there is, right?
Would you not have
And she.
someone looking at the egg?
You would have thought so. You would have thought there'd been like someone watching a fucking security camera or something like that. But by the by, she then cuts a hole, I guess, in the ceiling. Fair enough. You know, you might be able to do it with a very quiet saw or something. I don't know.
The window, isn't it?
No, it's just
no,
an
it was just
odd
a hole in
hatch.
the ceiling.
Yeah,
It's
I
just
wasn't. Yeah, it's very
a hole in the ceiling,
well,
right? So again, if that's an actual hatch, why would you put a prized possession underneath a hatch?
Agreed. Agreed.
Just doesn't make sense. Or put it in a glass cage or something. I don't know. Anyway, by the by. So then she goes down. She then takes the thing and she leaves the lucky cat thing. Okay, that's quite cool because she's a cat burglar. I get it. She then they then f make a point of filming her going up through the ceiling again for her to then go back into the museum when the alarm goes off. She's running through, takes off her mask in the museum where I'm assuming there are fucking cameras, runs out the back door, sees her accomplice and gets nicked and goes, ah, well, unlucky, mate, and then runs off. Why didn't she not just run away from the ceiling?
It's I agree with you totally. I don't know about you boys. This genuinely, I had about halfway through, I had to go back and check. This whole episode feels really Moffat-y. And the, like the whole starting sequence, I was getting proper Sherlock vibes. I don't know if the two of you were.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Tim Potts, Sherlock, yeah.
There's something like she says, "Oh, it was nice knowing you, lover," when she sees the, and I'm like, that feels like a Moffat line.
I
And then
love
even later on in the episode, the doctor says like super clever, out of spacey way, and I'm like, that's timey wimey. You're just doing timey wimey again. But yeah, totally agree. It's pretty ridiculous. Why leave the lucky cat that squeak? How? None of it makes any sense. It's stupid, but it's a bit of campy fun, no?
Yeah, it's not. I,
It's
yeah.
just a bit of fun. That's what I was going to say. You're picking holes in it for no reason.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of campy fun. My first note is actually, what a fucking hottie, brackets. I'm not talking about this episode being set in Dubai. Oh, Lady Christina, please. She can thieve for
Yeah, I
me any
agree with
day of
you
the
there. She's
week.
fair. I'll tell you what, she's a classy lady. Just, yeah, classy lady. And again, there's a few sexual lines in this as well. I was sitting there like, yeah, if I had pillows on the sofa, I'd have had to pop a cushion over, you know.
Jesus.
Don't you watch this
Yeah,
together?
we do.
Love a twin
It's
pillow.
just what's more worrying.
But no, it just yeah, it's the start was a bit weird. I mean, the thing with the bus where she gets on the bus, that actually was quite funny. And that I'm gonna tell you, there is a true story, and this is honestly God, this is a true story.
We'll
So
cut this
we
out in the
have.
edit. Don't worry, everybody.
No. We have somewhere in the UK. If you're not from the UK, we have somewhere called the Central Criminal Court or the Old Bailey, which is a Crown Court where like all of the worst crimes are held and everything like that. And they installed these door like security doors now that they put on most prisons and everything like that. And the idea is it's a tube thing. The door opens to your side. You step in the tube. The door shuts behind you, and then the door in front of you opens, and then you can walk through, right? Well, they just installed them, and they didn't tell the kind of the custody officers of how these doors fucking worked, right? So this criminal had just had his trial, and the custody officers put him in the tube first. The door shut behind him, the door opened. Of course, they didn't put any custody officers to go before him, so there was just no one there. So the bloke legged it, and the
Fucking
reason he
hell.
got away so fast was because he jumped on a bus. He got on a bus and just went, and they couldn't work out, and they had to try. I mean, they eventually captured him. But because he got on a bus, they literally just ran on the bus as it was going. And yeah, the bus drove off and they couldn't find him for I think it was like 2 3 weeks or so he was on the run for. But yeah, so
Jesus.
it is an actual viable thing. But it then goes on to the point of why didn't the bus pull over?
Wait a second. Can you hear that?
It what?
That's the sound of all of our subscribers unsubscribing.
Look, that is a true story, right? That's a true
Matthew
story. It's an
Roberts
interesting story.
has just left the Fantasy Football League.
Brad's upset now. Josh was finished third. His highest ever finish.
I really like the idea of a bus as an escape route. I think that's quite genius. The bus driver's motivations were confusing at times because he almost like you get the vibe that she's paying him to be the getaway driver by giving her the diamonds. And that would explain why he doesn't pull over and stop for the police. But he does stop to let the doctor on board. The doctor should already be on the bus, I think, is the thing that upsets me about that the most. But I love it. Nobody ever pulls over a red bus. Makes sense. Do it.
Yeah, but then they are chasing said bus. They see her get on the bus and then they're chasing it. The bus driver's
But
just like,
that's only because the plot has to happen. If she'd have buggered up to the top deck, that's the perfect getaway vehicle.
yeah, true.
Yeah, so they go through the tunnel. The bus isn't pulling over. They go through the wormhole. They come to Dubai, my neighborhood, my people, and the doctor invents transition glasses.
That was quite cool.
I quite like that. I
Have we
thought it was
not
quite
mentioned
funny.
the bit on the bus where he pulls out an Easter egg?
Oh, Easter
Oh
special. Yeah, we never get an
yeah,
Easter
Easter fuck me.
special.
And you know what?
I
Is that
know.
is be that that is because it is as forgettable as it calling this an Easter episode.
It's not really Easter, is it?
Not
Tell you
Easter. It's
what.
the only Easter reference. He just goes, "Oh, it's Easter, by the way. Have an Easter egg."
When it happened, I was so desperately, instantly in the mood for an Easter egg. It was unbelievable.
Oh, you and me both, actually. You and me both.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But they then come through. He's got his little device thing, makey ding thing, like all of
To find
that.
the wormholes, yeah.
What an eclectic group of characters we have on this bus.
Well, I did say that a lady shouting, what was my note? Because I've got to say, it's a London bus, and if you've ever been on a London bus, you will know that they're an experience in themselves. And I did say about a woman moaning about multiple voices on the bus, and I put writers have obviously been on a London bus before. There is always one like homeless person that you are just like, I'm fearing for my life here. Like,
But
and they're
have
always
you
at the
ever been
back.
on a
I want to
but
sit at
have
the
you
back.
ever
I'm the cool kid.
fuck's sake, have you ever been on
Have
a
you
bus
ever?
with Black Panther's brother though?
No, that's an. Well, no,
Yeah,
it's not his brother, you dickhead.
it's close enough, isn't it?
No, he's one of the tribe leaders.
I've never seen it. Or I've seen it
You never
once, I
seen Black
think. I've
Panther?
seen it once. I haven't
Oh,
seen Wakanda Forever yet.
it's a long film. It's a very important film, but it's a long film.
But yeah, there you go. Another famous
I think
person's getting a
you're
start in Dubai. In Dubai, in Doctor Who.
I think you're missing quite a few other famous people as well in this, to be fair.
Well,
There
we'll
are
get
more.
to the
Well, we'll get
most
there. We'll
famous
get there.
one.
No. I mean, people on the bus that we've just seen.
Who else is famous on the
Who else?
bus?
Right. So this is where my
Swear to me, if you
knowledge
say
comes from.
Easton.
Top peak. The guy, I don't know his name, the young kid. No, the young
Oh, yeah,
kid.
Nathan. Yeah.
His name? Nathan. He's from Casualty.
There
He
you
was a
go.
doctor in Casualty.
Oh, he
And
was the doctor, was
the
he?
woman, he was a doctor in Casualty, yeah. And the woman who hears the voices, she is from EastEnders.
There
Fucking
you go.
EastEnders, man.
Who is
Honestly.
the
That's why I don't know him. I don't watch EastEnders. Also,
who's
so
the
is Michelle Ryan, to be fair.
Michelle
Who?
Ryan, yeah, famously. Isn't she one
Christina.
of the Slater sisters?
Yeah, I think she's Kat's daughter.
There you go. Yeah, she looks like a cat's daughter type. Who is the policeman? He's someone famous, but I couldn't put him at, like, I don't know what I've
Policeman,
seen him
who's the
in.
policeman?
You know, like the one that's trying to capture Lady Christina D'Souza.
Oh, what, the detective?
Yeah, I think he does a load of like British dramas and BBC dramas and stuff like that. But I think he's relatively famous now.
No, I feel like I actually was that not
Oh, he plays
no, I can't
Pegasus in
remember.
Johnny English Strikes Again. That's where I'll know him from.
Really? What's his name? Oh, D.I. McMillan.
I don't know who D.I. but yeah, D.I. McMillan. Yeah. Adam James. As always, we're doing a research on the podcast rather than before the podcast. But anyway, so what better way to prove a point that going through the wormhole is dangerous than just letting the bus driver do it? The doctor makes no attempt to save this bus driver.
We shall see in a bit.
He slightly shouts at him from across the sand. I like that though, because that's just convenience. It has to happen, doesn't it?
It's that kind of it sets the stakes level because again, it's another thing that you've got three dickheads like us sitting there going, "Oh, well, why didn't they just go back through the wormhole? That
No, you
why?
have to let the bus driver die to prove the point.
Cool, keeping you up, are
Sorry.
we?"
The skeleton looks good.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
They can do human skeletons a lot better than they can do stingray skeletons, that's for sure.
Yeah,
But
that's true. Yeah, I'll give it that. Yeah.
we'll get there in a minute. So the skeleton comes through, sort of semi-famous D.I. McMillan is like, shit, we need to call in the big guns. And there is something awesome every time UNIT comes into Doctor Who, isn't there, guys?
You cut out there.
Oh, I said there's something awesome about UNIT coming into Doctor Who, the
Oh,
fanfare
I
that
love
surrounds
it.
it.
It's like
Yeah.
Thunderbirds,
It is, but they
isn't
could so easily just make it the army. But they decide to make it unit, and I love that.
Why don't we have a unit series? I'd watch that.
Oh,
Well,
exactly.
I mean,
No,
say
not well, because it's not a
that.
unit series.
Oh, it basically will be, though, let's be honest.
I don't know if
What?
Kate isn't the lead, it's not a unit series.
I think they will be part of unit. It'll be like a special division or something.
They fucking wanna be, I tell you. We get the lady corporal leader of unit returning from turn left, her only two appearances in Doctor Who.
Yes, that's true. She's an interesting character. I don't like what they did with her character arc in this episode.
Well, she goes a bit Harriet Jonesy almost.
Yeah, I mean, she pulled a gun on Paulie Evans. Like that seemed really out of
Yeah, I
character
don't
for
like
her.
what she does to my boy Malcolm.
And there's no consequences for that whatsoever.
No, I'm glad you said that, because at the end, where they're like, Malcolm's all like, happy and home, I'm like, bro, she pulled a gun on you like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I'd
I
be
know, it's
fuming. I'd be like, right,
wild.
you're hearing from my lawyer. Like, you know.
If anything, we never see Malcolm again. It's more likely he got fired. He got gaslighted into being fired.
Oh my God, imagine
Yeah, I'm
Misty
quite
could
glad
have
we
killed
never
him
see
off.
him again. But I'm glad you brought him up. Malcolm, Essex alumni, Lee Evans. What a fucking legend.
Billericay.
What a
Billericay,
rookie
born and bred.
boy.
Well, why did why not understand? Why did they give him a Welsh accent?
I've no idea, but I
I
love it.
They could have just given
mean,
him an Essex accent.
you
Like they had like London accents for the people in the bus. They were like, right, just
class.
put a London accent on, that's it. Lee Evans from Essex. Yeah, that'll fit. Now, give him a Welsh accent, mate.
I can't tell
Why?
if this was anybody else but Lee Evans, would it be the most annoying character in the world?
Oh, 100%. I said to JP before we actually met him on the episode, I said, there's a character in this. I said he's probably one of my favourite characters in Doctor Who. And it is literally how I would be if I met
Yeah,
David
exactly.
Tennant.
Do you know what? He's sort of up there with the council guy. Like, I don't know what it is, just something about this odd.
Iconic.
Is it just because they're sort of Essex? Do you think that's what it is? And we just got location bias? I don't know.
Could be.
But I
I
don't like,
don't know. Yeah, maybe.
he's so irritating, but he's so lovable. Like, you know, it, all his nonsense, like, oh, I called it a Bernard and I've called it a none of it's funny, but it's all funny. Do you know what I mean?
It's funny though. It's not frustrating at all. I think he's hilarious.
I'd say it's geeky funny.
I think you summed it up there, Brad, when you said that's how we would act if we met the dog. Oh, I love you. Oh, I bloody love you. Like, yeah, you're right. That's what I'd do if I ever met David Tennant in real life, to be fair.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it.
So the doctor calls unit and he gets through to a pizza place. Brad, did you hear what the pizza place was called?
No, I didn't, to be fair. What was it called?
Pizza Geronimo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought that's quite interesting, isn't it?
Is that
That's just
one of
a
those an
potluck
Easter egg?
thing, or? It would have to be a potluck thing, wouldn't it? Have to be a
Yeah. I'm
coincidence.
gonna be honest. We've not spoken about Easter eggs for a while with JP, because there isn't technically one
There is
at the
now,
moment. I
but
guess
it's
we've just finished
very
one.
obvious.
But I've got to say, I'm quite excited going forward because I couldn't tell you the Easter eggs for any of the upcoming series, so I'm probably gonna go with JP and try and guess them as well.
Oh,
Yes.
interesting. I'm very fond of the one from the next series, but I can't really remember
I
them
couldn't tell
after
you what it
that.
is. I remember the finale of the next series, but I don't know any sort of Easter eggs that you find from it.
Interesting. Interesting. Back to this
So.
episode, though. The bugs in the sand, that has to be a Star Trek reference, right? Where they
Right.
crash zoom on
Is it?
the bug at the top of the dune.
But me, I tell you what, I'm glad you said that because I got a lot of like old school Star Trek vibes from this.
Yeah, I think it would have to be.
Really?
Yeah, there's definitely some old episodes of what's his name? William Shatner. Like they're in a quarry or like a sort of mountainous place, and then it zooms to an alien stood on top of a rock. And I was just like, that has to be an homage to this. It has to be.
Well, like right down to the, because Star Trek was like very early on, Star Trek was Phase 4. They actually went to deserts and they just had people in costume, like Star Wars, like A New Hope. And they actually had people in costumes and, all that. And it looked cool. And it just, even down to the crashed spaceship, that to me was just like really, I was like, yeah, I'm getting old school Trek vibes from this, which I really like. No, it just adds a like a kind of a sense of, I don't know what it is really,
No,
like kind
that's
of.
a really interesting point to be fair, because with American shows, America is so sparse that you have sections of desert and you have sections of, mountains and stuff that look like alien planets. You don't have that in the UK. They've had to fly them out to Dubai to do an on-location shoot to get those vibes. So yeah, I rate that, to be fair. Good pick up there, JP.
Yeah, it's because we all know that Star Wars was, that A New Hope was filmed in Tunisia, wasn't it? Tunisia? Yeah, Tunisia.
Yeah.
That
I'll do that on a
it's
BBC
not.
budget, though.
Yeah, that's true. But to be honest, I'd say Tunisia is closer than Dubai.
Oh, yeah, probably. I think they went to Dubai to say they've been to Dubai. Do you know what I mean? I think also, Russell probably wanted a holiday before he left Doctor Who. Why not film it in Dubai?
Oh, true.
If Russell wanted to go to Dubai, though, I would have thought he wouldn't be aligned with their
Oh, that's true.
thoughts.
Sport washing.
Yeah, that's. I'm not aligned with Labour's thoughts. Doesn't mean I'm not going to come back to the UK. Doesn't mean you're going to
There
leave
is a
the
big difference
UK. Do you
going
know
to
what I
Dubai, where they
mean?
literally chop people's hands off when you're
That is true.
you do
I
when you do
would
that.
like to confirm, as somebody that lives here with gay friends, it is not true. But I do know what you're saying. I do get your point.
Fair mate. Give it a year and Keir Starmer lab your hands off a dodgy Facebook post or something.
It does lead me on to the brilliance that is David Tennant speaking alien. But, and we mention this every time it happens, why is he talking alien? I don't get it. We have a translation circuit.
Yeah, it's like saying, why does he talk to the Jadoon in their language?
Yeah,
It's just a bit of fun.
I will bring it up every time it happens because, yes, it is a bit of fun, but it doesn't make any sense. They then even have a telepathic translator. Like, what's the point?
Now, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say because the TARDIS was still on Earth, didn't reach.
True. That's a good point. Fair play to you, JP. That is great
That is what
chat.
I'm going to say. I'm going to back up the episode on this one and say that he needed to speak their language because the TARDIS was too far away to automatically translate.
Okay. I'll allow it. I'm sure there's an episode where it's not the Dalek, not the TARDIS that does it, it's the Doctor that does it.
It's not the Doctor. It's always been the TARDIS.
No. Christmas Invasion. David Tennant's very first episode.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the
but
TARDIS is there.
the
The
TARDIS is there.
TARDIS is there. The Sycorax are talking in their native language. It's only when David Tennant wakes up that the translation circuit kicks in again.
Yeah, but
Yeah, but
he's
that's just because
linked
he's
with the
connected to the
TARDIS.
TARDIS. Yeah.
Well, I don't like it. I don't, but it is very funny.
Yeah,
He's
I know. I
pulling
thought it was
some
quite
odd
funny.
faces in that scene. Like he's, it looks like he's straining a shit when he's trying to talk in that alien language. It's so funny.
I think this is the thing. I watched a video about the Guardians of the Galaxy the other day, and it was interesting because they were talking about the difference between actors that are actually genuinely inspired on set and they actually want to play that character compared to actors or actresses to get a paycheck and that's it. David Tennant, you can tell, is passionate to play the Doctor.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
don't think you would have got Christopher Eccleston to pull those kind of faces.
Oh, I don't know. I think he could have done, to be fair. I think he would have done.
I don't know, and I feel that was the thing that the scripts didn't necessarily have David Tennant to pull those kind of faces, but
Yeah,
he
he
said,
just does
"No,
it.
no, no, I'm
He's
going to
just
do that."
going for it. Yeah, he's just
He's
going
going
for it.
for it, and I think that is, just which is fair play to him. He's very. Yeah, he's passionate about playing the doctor.
I love the line where Lady Christina goes to the doctor, like, but you look human, like, you can't be an alien. And he goes, no, you look like a Time Lord. That's quality. And again, that feels like such a Moffat line, but I'm here for that. That's clever, twisting it. I like that.
Yeah.
I also like it's not a storm, it's a swarm. Stupid
Oh.
thing, but genius.
I really like the I suppose you can call them villains of this episode. Call them villains. Don't really know any better, do they? But
Yeah, antagonist, I guess.
antagonist, that's a better word. I really like the antagonists of this episode.
Really?
Really? I didn't think they had a lot of depth.
No.
It's just
Nothing
a
really
swarm
about
of killer stingrays that just like consume everything, and they just hop from planet to planet and just consume everything. It's simple.
them. Yeah, the
There's
concept's
no
good. I
like.
just don't think there was a fear factor.
Of course there was. Did you not see Carla going, run, run, run?
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
that was only
the
in like the last
psychic
minute.
whose only psychic ability is to narrate what's happening around
While she's just sat there on a bus going, run. Yeah,
her.
but no, I quite liked it because, and the reason I liked it is because it goes back to the bus driver, them killing the bus driver off straight away. Because they made the bus driver seem like he was going to be a bit more of an important character than he was.
Okay, yeah, because he got
With,
loads of lines early on, I guess.
yeah, loads of lines early on. They gave him the, like, Christina gave him the earrings, all that stuff. So you're like, oh, okay, this is a guy that's going to be involved in the plot. Dead. Within seconds of being on the planet. Then suddenly the Doctor and Christina, who you would argue are the two main characters, are away from the bus. And you've got this swarm heading towards them. You're like, shit, are they going to kill off the rest of them? Yeah, look at the Voyage of the Damned.
Oh, okay, I see what you're
Did a
saying.
similar thing there. You know what I mean? They're just killing off characters. You're like, oh, these people are going to survive. And they're just like, no, that's it. If you look at the Voyage of the Damned, that they unexpectedly killed off what you would think were main characters, right the way down to they killed off Kylie Minogue.
Oh, can you believe it? What a crime.
And to the point of where I genuinely thought they were going to kill off Christine. I was like, oh, this is it. They're like, she's gonna sacrifice herself to get everybody back through the wormhole because she knows that she's a criminal on the other side and she's got nothing else to live for.
Oh, okay, and she'd go off scavenging on their ship or something like that.
Yeah, like something like that. And suddenly you've got this swarm of just not, like not intelligent creatures that are just there to just eat things, and they're heading towards a bus of not main characters. You're like, okay, yeah, I can see it. That's where that level of threat, and that all comes from them killing off the bus driver right at the start when they go onto the planet.
Oh, okay. No, fair enough, man. Fair enough. The bit in the ship where she rappels down the bottomless tunnel, I didn't realize how many sort of rappelling scenes are in these early seasons of Doctor Who. It feels like a lot, though. It feels like I've seen that a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got the Satan Pit one, haven't you? That happens. This
Satan
one. I don't think
Pit.
there's any more than that, is there?
I know it's
I feel
not the
like
same,
those
but
are.
there's when they're on the ladder in New Earth being chased by the zombies. That feels very similar, even though it's slightly different.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I feel like there's got to be more. To be fair, no, they do that in the lift shaft, don't they? Kind of.
Yeah, the lift shaft.
In that episode.
Oh,
the very first episode, well, not the Runaway Bride, but the first episode of season four with the Doctor and Donna. They're on the side of the building, aren't
Yes.
they?
Yeah, on the side of the building, yeah. You're right,
It
that's
just felt
close.
oddly familiar.
Yeah.
But they say that they've got a, what do they call it? I've lost my note. A security grid.
Yep.
Why do you have a security grid there? Why do you have a security grid there if it can be turned off with a big red button right next to it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one.
And I know it's so that she can kill the alien later on, but it is right, it's just for the sake of it. Just for the sake of it. I was a little bit sad when the two aliens died. I don't remember them
Yeah,
dying.
I was really hoping that they were gonna survive. I think killed them in the most. Again, this goes back to the point of they're just killing off characters.
Yeah.
I don't think they're very meaningful though. I just don't see the point of them,
Oh,
right?
no, I wanted them to survive, get back to the home planet.
If that was just an abandoned ship and they'd already died and you'd never met them, I don't think I'd be that bothered.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
but
then
we
you
got some
wouldn't
lines
have
of dialogue.
20 minute of dialogue out of them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, true.
You wouldn't get to see David Tennant's face.
True.
So obviously they then steal the classic Russell T. Davis MacGuffin. I actually don't hate this. I think, okay, they're scavenging a bit of the ship to make the bus fly. I actually think that works, to be fair. But it
Convenient, it
is
fits onto the bus, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It is still a bit of a cop out, but I can sort of forgive this one a bit more. It also gives the line where Black Panther comes up and he's like, "Oh, you said you needed some gold? Here's my watch." Nah, it's not gold. Loved all of that. And then the finale is just a CGI bus, a pretty non-famous comedian doing a pretty bad accent, some
Famous.
soldiers.
He's one of the best comedians of all time.
Not anymore, though. He's sort of gone on off the radar, but
Because he retired. He retired.
it's cheap background extras pretending to shoot up in the air. It's cheap actors on a bus pretending to be rocked from side to side. None of it works, but I kind of fucking love it. I don't know
I
what it
quite
is
like this
about this
episode.
ending.
No. Apart from the villains not meaning a lot.
No, the ending's quite exciting. That bit where they come back through and they're shooting these things out of the sky, it's cheesy as fuck, but I love it. I love that the doctor sort of handbrake turn whacks one of the aliens out of the sky. Like it's all just nonsense, but it's brilliant.
Very
Yeah.
Doctor Who. It's I don't know what to describe it as, but it is like, and the thing is where they're like kind of just shooting random, like the unit soldiers are just shooting in the air and they then fire a fucking missile up and I'm just like, okay, sure. I don't
Yeah,
know.
exactly. I think, and maybe it's when they attached the MacGuffin to the bus. I think I checked out a little bit and I was like, okay, we just have to accept this for what it is. And it, I don't know, I had a lot of fun with it. I thought it was a really cool ending. It felt, I don't know, it felt like fireworks in the sky rather than them shooting at aliens. Really, I just love it. Honestly, love this ending. This was
Felt like
this.
the end of it. Oh, go on.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was gonna say it felt like the end of an Adam Sandler movie.
Sandler.
Adam Sandler. Is it Sandler? I
In
thought it was Sandler. How
what
can you
way?
say that when you've not seen Happy Gilmore? Yeah, but I've seen like Grown Ups and kind of
But they're his
bedtime
worst
stories and all that.
films.
Like the kind of the where you got that cheesy kind of wedding music over the end and everybody's happy and just yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I love it.
You
There
gotta watch some
was,
good Happy Gilmore Adam Sandler films.
you have. I do think there is only
Right, I
Happy
bet you've never seen The
Gilmore,
Longest Yard.
Click. I have
No,
seen The
I haven't,
Longest
to be
Yard. I
fair.
don't
You've got
like
Happy
it.
Gilmore, you've got Click, you've got 50 First Dates.
Oh, what a banger 50 First Dates is. Yeah, 100%.
Is that the one where she's got amnesia or so?
Yes, where it's a bit
Amnesia, kind of,
rapey.
yeah. I've seen part of that, and
Anyway,
the
this
only
isn't
reason
how
it's on.
Adam Sandler podcasts
Good
on
for
this.
you.
I don't know where I was going with that. I love it. I love the music swelling. I love that it's cheesy. So I don't think I've watched this special that much, to be fair. I was like, I couldn't remember it as it was happening, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not my go-to special to watch. It's not one that I really watch loads. The next one is.
The next one might be the best episode of Doctor Who of all time.
Oh, it's
But
up there.
this one, yeah, I don't know, I love it. It also, Bradley,
Yeah,
I
for
think this
sure.
could be an I think this could be an origin story for why Kate Stewart
Or
hires kids to unit all the time.
why is she hiding this? Oh, yeah, because he turns around and says, "Oh, he's a mechanic or something," doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like, you need to hire
Yeah.
these two kids. I think Kate
These two
Stewart has
kids.
read the file of this event and has been like, right, we must hire
Every
every child from now on.
child that the
Lady Christina would have been a great companion. I'm very sad she
Yeah.
didn't stick around for at least a few episodes. The fact
Yeah,
that
so
she
am I.
wants to at the end as well, like, oh, it's more heartbreaking. It's not heartbreaking.
It is. They could be so good
They
together.
were.
But they never, it goes any further.
I have a theory on this. I've been thinking, right? I think the reason that the doctor doesn't want to travel with your Lady Christina and he turns down a few people in like the Peter Capaldi era and stuff as well. I think he likes seeing his life through the eyes of someone that's not experienced. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think Lady Christina, she would have not been too much of a challenge for him, but she wouldn't have appreciated it like somebody who he's just snatched up from their life does. Like, I know, not to get too personal on our podcast, but my dad's just come out to Dubai and he was like, wow, this is the coolest fucking place in the world. And I'm now driving around Dubai thinking, oh, I kind of wish my dad was here to find this. Like, do you know what I mean? I wonder if it's that sort of vibe. Like, he obviously says he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to lose anyone else. I think he just likes showing off, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel like as well, it's like he takes people who don't have anything like going on. Like that Lady Christina has a thrill in her life of like being a thief and stuff and doing stuff. Whereas like all the other companions are just sort of like people doing normal jobs, you know, they've never experienced anything amazing before. Like he
Yeah,
wants to
he wants
show
to
them the
give them a
world.
bit of wonderment. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting. We finally get the four knocks.
I
As
can't
soon as
remember
I heard
when.
that.
As soon as I heard that, I was like, I bet Josh has just gone, oh, thank fuck for that. They finally mentioned
I'll wet myself.
it.
No, I'm
How was it
so
said again? I
happy.
can't remember. Who says it? Is it the
The
woman?
sort of
Carla.
psychic lady, yeah, Carla. And
Yeah,
she, to be fair
that's what
to
I'm
her,
saying.
she says, your song is about to end. And I'm like, okay, good. Glad you said that because that ties it back to the Ood episode. We're finally there. I'm so fucking gassed. JP, I have actually spoiled this on the podcast. But any predictions as to who, what does it mean? When does it, like, what do you think? What's your finale predictions?
Oh, yeah, good question. I've got no idea. Any
Trips
idea on how the doctor goes or who is involved?
on a
Who
brick and becomes
knocks?
David Morrissey.
Yeah, I'll imagine that. Who knocks
Four times.
I sound like the sound of, is it the sound of drums or something? It's not going back to that, is it?
Could be. Well, that was going to be my next question. Do you
Maybe.
want it to be something new, or do you want it to be something that we've seen before, or
Kind of wanted
someone?
to, yeah, I kind of wanted to be someone I've seen before. I look, put it this way, I'm not going to be mad if it's someone we've seen before or if it's a new thing, because
Unless it's bad.
it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Like that to me, it's not like kind of how it happens. I'm interested to see like it's yeah. I'm interested to see what happens rather than who causes it, if that makes sense.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Ominous. And then it's that the episode should have ended there because it goes dark and it goes ominous, which would have perfectly led us into the next episode. But then it cuts to him sonic screwdrivering her handcuffs off, and she goes and steals the bus, and it's all a little bit childish, but I still kind of love it.
I'm not a fan of that, to be honest. And what I said to Brad at the time we were watching it is we have just proven that UNIT have a missile launcher that they are happy to just fucking fire off.
Just wheel out down the streets of
Like
London. Why not?
this bus just is flying around and they are well within their rights to go, that is an alien spacecraft that's hostile, let's blow it up.
So the point of this episode was to be joyous. It was to be happy because apparently, and I haven't gone back and checked this, we'll do this together now. Every single episode since the fires of Pompeii has been a downer.
Really?
So
Has
that's
it?
what he said. So let's run through it together. Fires of Pompeii is obviously Vesuvius, bit miserable. Planet of the Ood, slavery, bit miserable. Centaurans, I don't think that's that miserable, but I still guess you've got like the gassing of the world.
Ends with the gassing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Unicorn and the Wasp, actually, that's not a downer of an episode.
You've skipped Doctor's Daughter. I don't think that's a downer because
Oh, yeah,
they
Doctor's
become friends
Daughter.
at the end of it.
Yeah, but the
And the
Doctor's
Doctor
Daughter
sort of survives.
dies.
No,
Oh,
but then
yeah,
she
she
survives.
survives, doesn't
No,
she?
she
Yeah,
doesn't
she
though. She
survives.
survives. She flies
Yeah,
off.
yeah, yeah.
And
Yeah.
they all shake hands at the end. So
No, fair enough. But then we get the library one. River technically does die. That is quite sad. Midnight, that's a
Yeah,
downer.
River's on.
Turn left, that's a downer. Stolen Earth, that's a downer. Journey's End, he still has to say goodbye to Rose and Donna. I'd say that's a downer.
Yeah.
Christmas one, it's sad for
It's not really a
Jackson Lake, I
downer.
suppose, but it's got a ha it's quite sad. His wife and kid dies and does slavery.
No, but then they all clap the like clap him at the end.
They all
And
clap.
then he
He
gets
get
it
the
right for
doctor gets
Christmas.
the clap, so I think it's fine.
All those years of traveling on his own, he finally got the clap.
He finally got the clap. Yeah,
Oh
I
God, I
don't.
just realized the next episode. You're gonna love
Oh,
you love it,
yes.
don't you? You love the place that it's filmed in. Oh, it's not the
What?
fire, is it?
No, the name of the place.
Oh, we're off to Bowie Base next week, boys. We are off to
Oh
Bowie
Christ, not named
Base.
after David Bowie, is it?
Oh, it
Well,
is.
let's go on. That anything else to add for this episode, boys? Love it or hate it?
Oh, easy, love it. I mean, he's. I quite enjoyed this. I would happily go watch that episode again.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty good way of ranking it, I suppose. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Rad.
I'd happily go watch it again. All right, there were a few cheesy bits in it, I guess you could call it, but I mean, it's really weird because I'm assuming this is the first time they've done an Easter special.
Yes. That's why he even
So,
says he
one
struggles
and only
finding it at the
time.
beginning. I liked that
Yeah,
because it
so
keeps on moving.
yeah, it's a bit difficult because with Christmas specials, I mean, I've not experienced this. So, but like Christmas specials, you sit down with a family, you whack it on, that's it. I mean, I've never really, in fact, I've never sat down and watched a Christmas special.
On Christmas Day.
No, you need to.
I lie. I watched the Gavin and Stacey one a couple of years ago.
Ah, dead.
That's good.
What? You're mad.
You're mad.
Unbelievable. Fucking love Gavin and Stacey. But no, I've never really done the whole sit down, watch the Christmas special thing. But with the Doctor Who Christmas, you boys are gonna get that nostalgia of sitting down with the family and watching that Christmas special. So even though the episode may be shit, you've still got that kind of nostalgia of going, oh yeah, no, also the family, it was a nice time, that thing. An Easter special. I mean, who the fuck sits down and watches TV at Easter?
You
I'll
say
tell you
that
what
though,
the best thing is,
JP.
to be fair.
Almost every Christmas special we've had, except for Voyage of the Damned, we've said has been shit.
Yeah, no,
True.
that's true.
But the
That's
best
true. But,
thing,
God.
now
the for me, is like you say, sitting down and watching it with the family, is watching it with people who don't usually watch Doctor Who, and then your mum's like, God, this has gone downhill.
yeah.
What's
Well,
happened to
David
Doctor
Tennant's changed a bit, hasn't he?
I quite like the idea of you turning around, Brad, and going, actually, we do a podcast on it, and it's actually not gone downhill that much. It's actually really good, and it's back to how it
No, I actually don't.
used to be. Yeah, whatever, Mum. It's not, I don't even watch it anymore, really.
Stabbed at midnight every week to watch a new one.
Oh,
Oh.
but go on, Brad. Love it or hate it.
Yeah, love it. I think it's a fun Easter special, which has nothing to do with Easter.
Yeah, it's a love it for me. I just want to recontextualize it to both of you. Do you love it as the second to last David Tennant story? Or the third from last David Tennant story?
Don't view it like that, to be honest. I don't view it like that.
But we have to
Interesting.
because we were quite tough on the new specials for just being episodes, which I think is exactly the same thing here.
This is also the third from last David Tennant special. We have two more to come.
Same thing.
I just see it as a good special. Bang
It's a
average
good
special.
special. Interesting.
I think it's good. I do really think it's good. I think it's a good special. I think it's a good episode. I think we were too harsh on the new specials. I think we should just. I think we were worried that it would be the
What new
last
specials?
David for
What
the
for the
60th.
answer?
What'd you say?
No, I stand by
Wild
with
Blue
my
Under You.
criticism for that.
No, but
I
are
loved
we
the first
judging that
one.
too harsh because we think it's the last David Tennant we could potentially get and we don't want them to
Oh,
waste it?
maybe.
But this is the same thing. This should have
Yeah.
been the last David Tennant we were getting and we didn't want them to waste it. Do you know, like, I'm just
Yeah,
saying
maybe.
maybe we were too harsh on those specials, man.
Yeah, maybe we thought they would have more meaning than they do, because these specials don't really have meaning apart from the finale.
But I
Which, to
do
be
think
fair,
Waters
the
of Mars
finale of the Three
does.
Specials had. Wars of Mars is good, but it's still a very, it's still just a very good Doctor episode.
Yeah,
It
it's
doesn't
almost
have a lot of
standalone, isn't
meaning,
it? Yeah,
really.
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not get ahead of ourselves. JP, next time trailer, what did you think?
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't write any notes. Can't remember it.
Brilliant.
I don't even know what you're on about, to be honest.
I
We're
think this is one
professionals.
of the best next time trailers we've ever had. Like, genuinely, it looks. Can you YouTube it now or something so we can talk about it? Because it is genuinely very good. Insane,
Yeah,
right?
I mean, there's water people in it. I genuinely don't remember seeing that because they actually put that at the end of the credits. So normally they do the next time
Oh,
trailer and then the credits come out. So I think that's why I don't
yeah,
remember
must be
seeing
why.
it, is because I saw the credits come up and thought, oh, that's it. Because there was no like with the episode before the Christmas special, there was no like next time trailer or anything like that.
Yeah, pretty wild though. Feel proper horror vibes from it.
Yeah, it
Yeah, this is
seems
probably one of the creepiest ones.
it seems very Satan pity kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good comparison.
Like kind of
Nice.
like to me, like my initial thing there, it seems like instead of it being fiery people, it's watery people that have been possessed by the devil.
Rather than getting you to make a prediction for next week's episode, JP, Bradley, I want you to make a prediction.
Oh, okay.
Do you think Jack is going to love or hate Gadget Gadget?
Oh, he's gonna hate it.
Right.
I cannot wait for this.
Gadget
The fact that Brad's on so upset
Gadget.
about it.
Gadget
Oh,
Gadget.
Christ, it's not that fucking dog again, is
Right,
it?
I think
Actually,
that's
I
as
don't know.
good a
You might
place.
like it because it gives R2-D2 vibes. Who
It
said I like
doesn't give
R2-D2?
R2-D2 vibes.
It does. It does.
I think that is as good a place as any to leave it, lads. Thank you
Yeah.
for coming as always. We will see you next week where we will be doing
Gadget,
Waters of
gadget.
Mars. And then we've got David Tennant's last in inverted commas episode ever. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe, join our fantasy football league. We forgot to say that up top. And catch you on the flip side.
Bit of it,
Adios,
guys.
mate,
Bye.
guys.